back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you very much for tuning in. Log on KFYO.com. You can check out today's poll of the day. Also, you can check out today's morning brief, where you can check out all the top news stories, some of the things that I talk about throughout the program. And as always, you can dial in 770-5790 toll-free, 1-800-687-0790. You can send in your thoughts via email, chad@kfyo.com. That's chad@kfyo.com. And you can follow along on Facebook and on Twitter. That's where the show continues all day long. Here just a little bit, here in just about a few seconds, we will be visiting with one of the other candidates running for Texas Attorney General here in the state of Texas. A big Republican primary. A big Republican primary out there for Attorney General. And joining me right now to talk about his campaign, Ken Paxton. You can visit his website, kenpaxton.com. Senator Paxton, welcome back to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, tell folks a little bit about yourself, Texas State Senator, and you decided to run for Attorney General. Why?
Well, you know, I've been in the legislature, both in the House and the Senate, for the last 11 and a half years. Had one of the most conservative records, if not the most conservative record in the House and the Senate. Wasn't looking to run for anything else, like being in the Senate, where it only takes 11 votes to stop bad legislation. But given the importance of this job and given the importance of where we're at in our history with the federal government, I felt like we needed to have somebody that had a history of standing up and fighting, and I didn't see anybody else in the race that would do that, and so I'm leaving my Senate seat to give the voters a choice.
Well, what experience do you have to bring to the Attorney General's office?
22 years of legal experience, practicing law, and then I have 11 years in the legislature. So the reason the 11 and a half years in the legislature is significant, almost every single issue that the Attorney General is dealing with, whether it's voter ID, redistricting, you know, a pro-life bill, I was there crafting it, voting for it, understanding what we did, and coming in from the outside is going to be challenging, especially when we're going to be dealing with these issues immediately, and they're so important to our state, and they're so important to our country. So I felt like the combination of my legal experience and the fact that I've been in the legislature, I've been fighting for all these issues that we're now fighting against the federal government, felt like that was important to the job.
Obviously, in this state, Greg Abbott, a known quantity, you know, everyone's going to be looking for the next Greg Abbott. Do you think that you line up well with where Greg Abbott was? And what are some things that maybe you would do differently than Greg Abbott?
Well, the one thing I really appreciate about Greg Abbott, you know, when he started this job, we didn't have Barack Obama. We didn't have this assault on Texas. We didn't have quite the assault on the 10th Amendment that we have now. You know, when he started this job, he didn't realize that he was going to be facing this, but he recognized it quickly, and he stood up and fight. I felt like we needed somebody that would step in and continue that fight, and I think my proven record of conservatism and fighting, I'm the one that has that record, and there's nobody else in this race that you can say that about. One of the things that I've been saying in my campaign, the best indicator of future behavior is past behavior. And I'm the one that has that past behavior that indicates that I'll be the one fighting the Obama administration and Eric Holder.
Well, of course, you've got the Obama administration now. Who knows what's going to happen here in a couple of years with the next administration, which, you know, whoever may be president. What are some of the big issues that you see? And I think you've already mentioned a couple of them, being, you know, voter ID, the abortion issue, immigration. Well, what are some of the big issues that you see that as Attorney General you would have to tackle?
Well, I think the worst piece of legislation passed in my lifetime, at least close to the worst, is the Obamacare. I spent my time in the session last session blocking the expansion of Obamacare in Texas, including Medicaid expansion and state health care exchanges. We, through huge efforts in the Senate, we were able to block that and stop it. We probably killed 25 bills that had that in it, which is huge for Texas because it gives us the opportunity to continue to push back and potentially defeat that. So I think that is at the top of my list. I also think we're going to be defending not only the issues you talked about, voter ID, which we are continuing to fight. We've been sued on that again, and our HB2, which was our pro-life bill. But I think we're also going to be defending our marriage laws. In 2003 and 2005, we passed the Defense of Marriage Act, which I was there for, and I was also there in 2005 when we passed the constitutional amendment defining marriage as a man and a woman, and then the people of Texas overwhelmingly supported that. Well, guess what? We're being sued on that, and we're going to have to defend our own constitution and our own ability to decide what marriage is. So it's those are the types of issues. I don't think there's any way, just like when Greg Abbott came into office, there's no way we can know the enormity and the sort of breadth of the type of issues we're going to have to deal with, given the person that's in the White House and potentially given who could be there next.
Looking at your website, KenPaxton.com, one of the issues that you bring up, and it's right under fighting Obamacare, so I'm assuming this is a major issue for you, is securing our border. As Attorney General, what can you do to help secure the border?
Well, there's a couple of things that I did while I was in the legislature that we need to push forward, because my job is to enforce what we've done. And we put more and more money into border security. I think we need to put even more. Second, I know from talking to people that have worked on the border that when they change shifts down there, there's a period of time that there's nobody there. We need to secure the border 100% of the time. And third, I tried to push forward in the House, which we did not pass, which we should have, was a thing called the 287G program. And this would have gotten us around the whole preemption issue that Arizona faced, and would have allowed our local law enforcement to detain illegals and hold them for a longer period of time so that we can move them out of the country. So those are the types of things we need to do, and then if they give me the tools, we can get that done. We can make sure that we're doing everything we can in Texas to secure our border. Right now, we've left some things undone.
Visiting with Ken Paxton, visit his website at kenpaxton.com. I want to ask you about this. We had on one of your opponents at 9 o'clock, Mr. Smitherman, who said that his opponents, mentioning you, that you would be soft on border crime, that you would be softer on border crime. When it comes to border crime, where is he coming down on that, what is your response to that?
Well, the Houston Chronicle just wrote a little piece on him. He's been advertising himself as this prosecutor guy that has all this legal experience, and I didn't even know this, but they ran a story saying, guess what? And they were talking about how he had all these countless courtroom experiences. They just published this and said that he has only 15 months of total legal experience. He also has only tried 20 cases. He lost almost half of those cases, which is not a very good record. So he doesn't have enough legal experience to apply for most of the jobs at the Attorney General's office. And so it's interesting that he's questioning our legal experience. Now, as far as border security, he's got no record on that. He can say what he wants. I actually have a record of filing bills to eliminate in-state tuition for illegals. I filed bills that, like I said, that tried to create this 287G program. I actually have things that I've done. He has things that he can talk about, but he has no record of doing anything.
When it comes to technology, when it comes to privacy, this is going to be a big issue going into the future. It's a big issue now when it comes to privacy rights. As Attorney General, how do you ensure or help to ensure privacy rights here in Texas when it comes to technology, when it comes to cell phones in Texans?
Look, we've got, you've seen the stories with the NSA, the IRS. I think that's another way that they are assaulting us. I think we look for any opportunity for a pushback from the AG's office and suing, just like our current Attorney General has done. We look for every opportunity that we can to push back and file a lawsuit against the federal government violating our individual privacy rights and violating privacy rights of the citizens of Texas.
Visiting with Ken Paxton, before I let you go, obviously it's a heated Republican primary. Some of the things that each candidate will say will sound like the other when it comes to Obamacare, when it comes to some of these other issues. Before we let you go, what is the one thing or the one area where you can tell voters out there who are listening right now, here's how I separate myself from every other Republican?
there's really there's one way you can do it. You know, Barack Obama got elected by the people of this country because he was, you know, supposedly a great speaker and very charismatic. They didn't look at his record, not close enough. He was in the Illinois State Senate. He didn't do a very good job. He went to the U.S. Senate. He was the most liberal senator in the U.S. Senate. If people would have paid attention to the record, because as I said, the best indicator of future behavior is past behavior. I encourage people, look, my opponents are all running on my record. I have a 12-year solid record, one of the most conservative legislators in this state, if not the most conservative, both in the House and the Senate. I didn't have up and down years, consistently conservative on fiscal issues, social issues, you name it, I was conservative. I've got the record. Nobody else in this race can say that. They either have no record and they can, you know, make up whatever they want and talk tough, but they don't have any record of being tough.
Ken Paxton, KenPaxton.com, Republican candidate for Texas Attorney General. As always, appreciate your time, and we'll have you back on during this primary process.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you, sir. That's Ken Paxton. You can visit his website, KenPaxton.com.